Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney. This is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. What is the definition of these big $25 words? Transformation, transformational coaching. Is this the new buzzwords for mentoring, coaching, or even guiding? For mentors, transferring someone's career, life, health, it's a lot of responsibility and work. Let's take it a few steps further. For those who choose to teach, preach, reach with us are in a special class. It is a gift that helps us define, align, and then shine a light on uncovered and under-discovered things that one has locked in their mind, in their dreams, in their subconscious brains. Our objective and goals are to help us to develop a turnkey approach to long-lasting self-awareness and unconscious possibilities that have never been dealt with before. So we've got a great show today. We are going to ask the million-dollar question of our guests. How do we find the ones that have the capacity and the capability to help us do these things, to get aligned? How do they do what they do? And what's in it for them, and why do they do it? Now, simply put, transformation means a thorough or dramatic change in form or appearance. A metamorphosis, another $25 word, during the life cycle of an animal. The introduction or spontaneous change of one's element into another by a nuclear process. Boom. Here comes Naomi Soderman. She's a business owner, a best-selling author, and a transformational coach. As the founder and president of Embrace the Mirror, a personal development company providing world-class guidance for women transitioning out of corporate America to build their dreams, businesses. Naomi is a dramatic teacher and a coach. She's passionate and committed to being instrumental in transforming lives of her clients and successfully has helped hundreds of women clarify their vision and take action on what's important. Brains, welcome her to the edge. Author. Friend and speaker, Naomi Soderman. Good morning, sweet thing. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, brains. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you guys. I'm Naomi Soderman, and I'm just really excited. Thank you for allowing me to come into your space and share my message with you.
Well, that's you important. Clarity is it.
That is. And I know how hard it is, you know, to make time. For transformation, to listen to a good conversation, to fill you up during the day before you even start. So this is a blessing that I actually get to give that gift every day. So I'm excited.
Well, thank you. So can you begin at where it began for you? When did your light come on?
You know, April, by the time I was 29 years old, I'd achieved all my goals. You know, I left the inner city. I got my nursing degree. You know, I bought my dream home. You know, April, my 30s were like the best years of my life. You know, I vacationed across the Caribbean. You know, I married the love of my life, and I became a mother for the first time. You know, today, just recently, April, I became an international best-selling author. You know,
I know you did.
I know, and I'm so
it's plastered all over the universe. Winner!
Right. So it's exciting. You know, I'm also a speaker, and I'm a coach. But, you know, April, it wasn't always this way. You know, I wasn't always this person. So today, April, what I want us to talk about is I want us to take a minute and I want us to talk about the person I was before I became the international best-selling author. You know, before I had the nursing degree, you know, people need to know who Naomi was first, you know. You know, I
Right.
Was
well, who
Naomi.
Was she? Tell us. Who was she?
Well, I was the Naomi, you know, that contemplated on taking my own life, you know. I was Naomi that believed, you know, she was ugly because of the color of her skin. skin, or, you know, my nose was too flat, you know, my skin was too dark, my butt was too wide. You know, I was the Naomi that was ashamed of being the byproduct of a convict. You know, I was the Naomi that actually blamed myself for being nearly raped by my own uncle. You know, I was the Naomi that saw actually no real purpose for being here on this earth. You know, I was the Naomi, the woman who badly wanted to end all, April. You know, the pain, the guilt, the shame, you know.
Girl, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
To make it all go away by taking my own life. You know, I was the woman who couldn't embrace, you know, accept that, you know, I was a unicorn. And you know, unicorns, you know, they look differently. You know,
exactly.
I was the Naomi that, you know, I pretended to be happy at a career that was, you know, that was killing my spirit, you know.
So when did transformation show up for you, and in what form did it show up?
You know, actually, transformation started showing up for me when I became the Naomi that understood that there was a purpose for my incarnation. You know, when I realized that the abuse, the neglect, the broken dream was all preparing me to become the person that I would become in the world. You see, you see, April, I could not love who I was, you know, nor could I accept who I was, because, you know, I didn't know who I was, April. I didn't yet understand that I was the perfect creation of God. So that's when I became the Naomi that I am today. You know, I didn't know that my broken relationship, my struggle with my weight, my struggle with my own identity, you know, were all preparing me, you know, for the beacon of life that I would become in my own life and in the life of those that I touched. You see, April, I had to learn how to, you know, how to embrace the mirror. You know, I had to learn to love her just the way she was showing up, you know, just who
right.
she is, the way she was showing up. You know, I had to learn to put her needs first in front of the needs of others. You know, I had to learn that her dream matters and that she matters, you know, because I didn't know
with
that.
All of this, with all of this going on and all of this metamorphosis, again, of change, I wanted to skip to an area of you being able to encapsulate this and translate it into something even more beautiful by helping others. Can you tell me about your coaching experience, and what do you get out of coaching other individuals through these processes?
Well, you see, for me, when I was in that place, you know, that place that I didn't love myself and I didn't know who I was and I wanted to end my life, you know, there was a specific woman who walked into my life as a teenager and actually mentored me and showed me my own beauty, you know. And so mm-hmm. as I went, my life has been one of a process of discovery. I never set out to be a coach. I never set out, you know, to write a book. It's just been a process of discovery. It's been through the universe using me as a channel and saying, you know, I need you to come forward and birth your message and share who you are with the world. And so that's what started me mentoring people, mentoring those who have been through the challenges, who have the same imperfections that I have, those women who can't put themselves first and look in the mirror. And so it all started with just a friend, helping a friend through her own struggle. And it gave me so much joy. And I thought to myself, you know what? I need to help more people do that. I need to help more people get to that place.
And so you started writing books, and then as you started to write books, you started to go on speaking tours. Tell us a little bit about your business.
Well, I didn't start out by writing books. Actually, how I really started out, I just wanted to have great conversation, April. I wanted to continue to grow, to continue to fulfill my life. So how I started out was I just started reaching out to people that were coaches, that were mentors, and I would say, can I interview you? And I just want to interview you. I just want to have a great conversation with you. So it all started out with me having great, amazing conversation with other mentors, and we deliver that through like a video series. We will deliver that to people, and people just started watching it, and they liked me, and one day someone, I did a little.
Well, you're very likable, absolutely.
That's
a million-dollar smile. Oh, my God, who couldn't fall in love with that face?
I don't know when this got out of control. I thought you were just going to go around and have great conversation with people. It all started with conversation, and it led to mentoring, and actually the book was just a total, you know, there's no accident in the universe, but if there was, I would say
no.
It was a total accident.
Oh, no. Everything is aligned and in divine order, absolutely.
Right.
You know, I self-published three books myself, and it is really so cathartic to be able to put your words, your thoughts, it's like giving birth to that. But you incorporate other modalities into your practice. You were speaking to me offline a little bit about meditation and fasting. How does that help you clear your space so that you're able to channel other people's energy? Because as I said in the introduction, this is work. You know, you're taking on a lot in addition to what you're processing with. You know, happiness is just another high that we have to continue to chase. So we have to be content, but you're doing more than that. You're taking on other people's struggles and helping them work through that. You know, how does that work for you?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, I take on a lot. And then, you know, as you're coaching, you tend to take on a lot of your client stuff with you, right?
Yeah.
I actually do that is through a process of clearance and meditation. So at the end of the day, I clear myself. I consider myself as a channel, right? I'm a channel for the universe or God, however you want to call it. I'm not very religious at all, but I do believe in God. And I call this energy God. At the end of the day, I am a channel. I am an instrument that he is using to carry on his work into the world. And so at the end of the day, I need to clean the instrument. And so the way that I clean the instrument is I go through the process of meditation, and I close my eyes, and I think about the day, what went well, what didn't go well. I think about my clients. I think about my entire day, and then I filter it, and I let it go because it's no longer mine. I return it because I'm the instrument, so I get cleaned out. And in the morning, I wake up with the same process. I wake up at 3:00 every morning. I know it's crazy.
No, I'm right up there with you. I am right up there with you. I do my best work that time. People wonder, why are you getting the email from me at 3:30 in the morning? That's when I was feeling it. Spirit wakes you up. You know, there's no such thing as time. There's no such thing as time.
So I wake up at 3:00 every single morning, and for about an hour, I channel this energy, this beauty that is God. I close my eyes and I get in touch with my heart. You know, I get in touch with my spirit, and I connect to that divine energy. So that throughout my day, I am filtering. I am able to let go of the person who cut me in traffic. I am able to
people can be annoying. They can. I want to ask another question really quickly, though, you know, because you're talking about clearing the space. Okay, now that it's clear, who do you allow to feed into your brain? Who are people that inspire you, that bring you the information that you need to continue to process? Because it's very important. You know, we live in a community. It has to be a sense of tribe. And it's very important that once you're clear, you know, what's filling up that space? I'm very protective about my space.
Right. Once I clear, there are certain people that I listen to in the morning or certain books that I read. I have a great little book called Leave It to God. And this little book was written like a pamphlet. It was written 100 years ago by Lawson D. Waddell, right? And so I read that in the morning when I get up after I filter for my hour. I read that. I love listening to Michael Beckwith in the morning, Reverend Beckwith. He's amazing at what he does. Although I'm not religious, but for some reason his message sort of resonate with me. There's another book that I read in the morning. I always read a chapter of it called Think Rich, Grow Rich. Not Think Rich, Grow Rich. It's called The Science of Being Rich. And it talks about that same energy, you know. It talks a lot about visualization. It talks a lot about, you know, clearing your space and just being present. So I do my best to do those things. Those how I fill my space in the morning. And then also, too, I'm very protective of the people that I am around all the time. So after you fill your space, what you have to do is you also have to protect the space so that this energy can continue to filter through you. So throughout the day, I feel that I am connecting with, you know, with people that are on the same page with me. So if I need to have a conversation not business related, I have a group of friends that I can call and go, hey, how you doing today? What's going on in your life? And those are the people that to get me to look in my own mirror. You know?
Right, and those are the ones that help you embrace the mirror.
Right,
exactly.
You know, if I have a challenge, I'll give you an example. I have a friend of mine, and I was really upset about a video that I had to shoot, and so I redid it twice. And you know, I lost a couple of $1,000s, and I was really, really upset. And I called her, and she said to me, "So Naomi, who do you want to be in this situation?"
Right.
Wow, okay. Who do you want
How do you want to show up in the world is what she's asking.
How
do you want to show up to show up or show up to show out,
right? Who do you want to be? And so in that moment, it just was like, wow, like I don't want to be this person that I'm being right now, you know, this person who is being angry or petty over the fact that things didn't work out the way that they should have worked out. And that's part of life, right? Things doesn't always work out the way that they should work out. And I reach out to those people, especially, remember, we are human, right? And we're spirits living in a human body, right? So as a spirit, we're already perfect. We can never do anything wrong. But as a human, right, we do get triggered by different things that happened. And so by having these type of people that help me look into my own mirror instead of continuing with negative energy of my anger, my frustration, she was able to ground me and bring me back to, like, who do you want to be right now? And it's like,
right.
Like,
and
I
so through
be-
all of that, you know, you were able to write a great book. Now, is this your first book or second book?
This is actually my very first book. And like I said, I wasn't planning on writing a book.
right.
Amazing interview, and got like so many people requesting for me to write a book, and that's why the book came about.
So now, can you tell our brains a little bit how to get in contact with you and how to get a copy of Embrace the Mirror, A Vision of Abundance and a Stronger You?
Well, you know, there's a couple of ways you can get a copy of Vision of Abundance and a Stronger You, Embrace the Mirror, the book. So you can go to Amazon, and then you can get the Kindle version. It's actually available right now. If you just want to read, like, just the first chapter and get a taste for it, and you're like, I don't know what this Naomi girl is all about, let me go check it out, you know?
Right.
And you can go to www.embracethemirror.com. And when you go to embracethemirror.com, you click on book. There's a couple of things you can do. You can actually download the first chapter of the book for free, and you can read the entire first chapter of the book. And or if you want an autographed copy on my website, when you get to book, you click at the bottom. And then it's very simple, very straightforward. You make the purchase. The book is $15.99 for the autographed copy. And then I autograph it and I send it to you. So there's a couple of ways that you can do that.
Okay, that is fantastic. That is fantastic. So, brains, really take hold to Naomi's story and what she's saying. She's opening up as a conduit of life to help filter out some of the things that's going on in the world, some of the negativity. She's a great coach. She can be there for you. Life was given to you for a purpose, brains. We are not only here just to fill space. I mean, God could have did that with more flowers and trees, right? To do the work requires change. It requires action, brains. And so I'm hoping that all of you start to take action, and you can do that right here on the edge. I'm also looking for very compelling stories. I like to help people craft their stories. So if you've got a cause or a mission, please contact me at info@agoodperson.biz. on the World Wide Web to tell your story. Go back and listen to other edgy conversations here on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking art, entertainment, finance, love, sex, what you need. I'm here to please. Naomi, thank you so much for traveling to the edge. I'm so proud of you, and I encourage everyone to purchase a copy of your book.
Sure. Before we go, though, I'm giving a free hardback copy to your audience. So to get
that,
yes. And so all the first person that actually go to my website, send me an email, and you get the hard copy, right? It's easy.
All right, you guys have all of the information. Again, thank you, and promise me that you're going to work really hard, do the work. Happy New Year, and I'm thinking about you. Be well, brains. Thanks, Naomi.
Thank you.